Premier, police said that almost immediately they recognised that the Dural caravan was not a possible mass casualty event. Now, obviously, for the purposes of investigating, law enforcement had to treat the threat at its highest. But what was the public benefit in your decision to describe this as terrorism at that time?
Well, I mean, I think the most important thing to say here is that we had to be very clear about, once it was revealed in the newspapers, what the threat was, to take it incredibly seriously. I think reasonable people would assume that New South Wales Police and the New South Wales Government would say, we want you to investigate this as if it was the worst possible potential exposure to the public. Secondly, this was a violent, violent attack across New South Wales. We saw instances of fire bombings, the destruction and burning down of a childcare centre that was adjacent to a synagogue, as well as, police will allege in court, the potential or attempted burning down of synagogues in New South Wales. So based on all that information, the attacks that happened prior to and after the discovery of the caravan, it would have been negligent not to take this incredibly seriously. Obviously, as the information came to light, as the inquiry and investigation continued, changes to the inquiry and the motivation of those who are responsible came to light and were obviously told to me, but I wasn't in a position to hold a press conference and say, by the way, the circumstances have changed. That obviously would have tipped the hand of New South Wales Police and delicate investigations, as I made the case at the very beginning when we disclosed the presence of the caravan, often need to be conducted in a clandestine or covert way.
This morning on TGB, though, you said you'd never heard of such a plot. Were you not properly briefed about the possibility
that this was
unheard of, this sort of plot?
Yeah, I think you're conflating the two things.
No, but were you not properly briefed about the possibility
but
that
can
this
you,
was
can
not
you read my quote out to me? What did I say on TGB?
I haven't got the exact
Yeah,
quote,
I think you'll find I was saying that... I'm going to finish my answer. I think you'll find I was saying that the circumstances of the plot are so unreal as to be nothing that I've encountered before. I mean, I think that's reasonable, and I think most people waking up this morning would have exactly the same view.
So
yes,
at the point that you said it was terrorism, you were briefed about the possibility that this was not a mass casualty event, that this was just organised crime going for leverage.
Hang on a second. The investigation had only just begun. So all possibilities were on the table.
But very early on, the AFP did say they had ruled out that this was a mass casualty event, or could have been a mass casualty event.
No, New South Wales Police hadn't ruled that out. I mean, we were facing a situation where there'd been a series of violent attacks in our community. The motivation for that was open for an investigation, and it continued from that point. But nothing could have been ruled out at that point, and I think it would have been negligent if it was ruled out at that early part of the investigation. This was not long after New South Wales Police had conducted a joint raid on the caravan.
Are you deeply concerned by the disconnect between the AFP and New South Wales Police giving this breakdown?
Oh, look, I'll leave that up to the police agencies. I mean, they've got... I think it's also important to note that as a result of a very complex, detailed investigation, they were able to get to the bottom of this plot, and they're going to present that evidence in the courts in the coming days. But the circumstances relating to the inquiry were complex and they needed to be fully investigated, and both police agencies were able to do that. When it comes to information sharing and other practices of law enforcement, I think the public would expect, both governments would expect police to conduct these investigations in cooperation, and based on what they've been able to present to the court and what they will present to the court in the coming weeks, that's what's happened.
When were you... high-profile events that's happened in recent memory, and these two agencies weren't talking to each other, and you've been exposed by the lack of communication?
Well, no, I mean, it's... Again, you shouldn't jump to conclusions. It's not true that these two agencies weren't talking to each other. There's constant information sharing about all aspects of... whether it's a CT investigation, whether it's major organised crime. Look, I really think it's important that we don't just brush aside a series of violent attacks in our community over the last few months. I mean, if that's the intention of some of these questions, I think you're wrong. I mean, we would expect, and I would expect New South Wales Police to investigate all avenues of inquiry, all avenues of motivation. And given we had instances of attempted arson on synagogues in Sydney, as well as the successful burning down of a childcare centre adjacent to a synagogue, this was a serious, massive investigation and needed to be treated just like that.
Premier, when were you first told that there was little chance that this event was ever going to materialise into a mass casualty event?
Well, I mean, obviously as the investigation progressed, more information was given to myself and the police minister. I couldn't give you the exact date, but it wouldn't have been a definitive declaration. It would have been the deputy commissioner saying to me, these are our lines of inquiry. Increasingly, it looks as if this is the motivation, but inquiries take time. And I wouldn't have been in a position to jump out and say, look, the motivations for this particular crime, we believe, have changed, because it would have blown the covert police investigation that was taking place.
Tony Burke says that Peter Dutton was conned by organised crime. Were you also duped into using
the Office of New South Wales into a megaphone
for terror when you could have waited until that line of inquiry
More of
closed?
A statement than a question, absolutely not.
Are you concerned about the breakdown process in New South Wales Police, given that story was initially leaked to the Daily Telegraph, which meant you had to come out?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think a fair-minded person would look at the complexity of this inquiry. I mean, this is unprecedented in many respects. You're talking about a series of violent attacks in New South Wales designed to sow fear and terror in the community, as well as anxiety amongst large sections of the community. To get to the bottom of the conspiracy was an enormous police inquiry and investigation, and rather than me standing here saying there's been a major breakdown, I'd say the exact opposite. This has been good police work, good cooperation between the agencies. They've gotten to the bottom of a complicated conspiracy. Yes, it's not straightforward. Yes, the motivation for these attacks were not ideology, religion, or politics, but they were serious, and the threat was serious, and there had been instances of violent attacks in our community that may well have sown copycat offences within Sydney, or jumping on the back of existing anti-Semitic attacks that we've seen through summer. What undermined?
The leaking of the information to broad changes.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously I've dealt with that question several times in the last couple of...
Is there any light now, given what the information has come to hand?
I don't know who's responsible for that leak. And I remember at the time being asked about the government's response, that we should have gone out earlier. I think you remember those media conferences. There's a lot of media commentary about why the New South Wales government at the time didn't release the information several weeks prior. The reason was because it was a covert operation. And the same reason was that I wasn't in a position to talk about the motivations for these violent attacks, for the same reason. The inquiry and investigation must come first. And that'll be the way I conduct myself as Premier, the way the Police Minister will conduct herself as Police Minister. We want to make sure that those who are responsible for these crimes are subject to a full investigation. And if that means that we can't release information until people are charged with serious offences, that's exactly what we'll do.
You can't give me an exact date, but can you just at least specify when you found out it wasn't any significant attack and it was linked to organised crime?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I would probably have had two or three times a week briefings from Dave or the Commissioner, Karen Webb, in the last couple of months. And in many cases, the inquiry will be, these are the leads that we're following, these are the lines of inquiry. We haven't completely closed off X, we're continuing to look at Y. I'd like to be more transparent about it, but I don't want to be misleading. As it became clear that arrests were to be affected, they would have been more specific in terms of where the inquiry was up to, but look, I just let them get on with the job.
Was it weeks? Was it months?
Within weeks, the New South Wales Police would have been speaking to me about their lines of inquiry, but I don't expect them to close off any lines of inquiry for an investigation this big. And again, there had been a series of violent attacks in our community in the lead up to this caravan. I want police to keep an open mind and ensure that they're investigating all lines of inquiry with an investigation as big as this, and that's exactly what New South Wales Police did.
I'll publish this on February 15. Did you look at that story and ask your New South Wales County Police counterparts for a briefing, or were you already aware by that point?
I'm just not aware. I can't tell you. I mean, I'd really have to investigate my notes, and I don't want to be I don't want to mislead the public or you. I can't tell you exact dates of when I was briefed, other than to say I was briefed three times a week about these investigations for months, and the police would have told me about updates to inquiries. It would have evolved over that period of time. Sorry, I can't be more specific, but in some instances, you have to understand my motivation here is to see the police complete their job, to be able to effect arrests, and politics can wait, to be honest with you. I mean, I understand that there's community interest in where and when I would have been briefed precisely, but politics needs to wait. The inquiry needs to come first.
Do you think it's concerning the AFP were tipped off about the caravan, about unions, but this information wasn't passed on to New South Wales Police until maybe 2 weeks later?
Look, I've seen those reports. I don't know the specifics of the communication between the AFP and New South Wales Police, so I'm just at a disadvantage. It's not possible for me to give you a long commentary on it, other than to say I still think it's important to note that a joint inquiry as a result of a complex investigation has been able to execute a series of arrests and bring these people to justice.
What do you think of someone who was not ideologically motivated, who would cause such division and harm in the community for their own gain? Is that twisted? How would you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's important to say that the investigation has concluded that this was not motivated by religion, politics or ideology, and therefore it doesn't meet the definition of terrorism. But these violent attacks did sow fear, anxiety and terror into the community in New South Wales. It was a threat that needed to be confronted with a comprehensive response. And whilst these individuals are before the courts, I'm just sickened. I'm sickened at what police will allege, that an individual could try and set one Australian against another for their own advantage.
Do you think the mastermind behind this plot is in jail in Australia?
I'm not going to comment about that individual.
Premier, one of the things mentioned by the AFP yesterday was that the perpetrators in this were trying to scare the community, which they acknowledged early on. So do you think it was right for the AFP to describe it as a mass casualty event, or the potential for a mass casualty event, considering they knew early on that it was...
Yeah, I mean, it's been repeated a few times that police knew. Police suspected, and that was certainly a line of inquiry, but they needed to chase down all leads associated with this caravan. And the potential for a mass casualty event was something that needed to be investigated by police and ruled out. Now, they did exactly that, but I don't think we should be putting the cart before the horse or even implying or alleging that this was definitively proved, widely believed, or even concluded, the investigation had concluded when it had only just begun. And I expect police, particularly for an investigation as large and as important and as violent as this, to investigate all modes and all lines of inquiry. And they did exactly that. Now, that's what we would expect from police. They didn't lock in on a particular motive straight away. They kept an open mind about what the real motive for this would be. They did their work. They investigated all avenues of inquiry, and they've arrested a number of people today, or yesterday morning.